And welcome back to Long Story Short. We are Jade,
Stevie,
and I'm Elle.
Three childhood friends will be discussing everything life has had to throw at us and all the little lessons that we've learned in between. You're guaranteed completely honest, unfiltered opinions and a few laughs along the way. Oh, just a warning, no story will ever be short. If you've enjoyed this episode, there's a little button that you can click and you can follow where you'll get the alert that'll tell you that a new episode has been uploaded every week on a Tuesday, as we keep religious to. You can follow us on Apple, on Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Hello, girly.
Hi, girls.
Hello. We're actually recording this on St. Patrick's Day, and I've had boiled bacon and cold for dinner. I'm not even Irish, but I will always entertain a good bit of Irish food.
Jade, I can't believe you've not had a Guinness. I would have thought that was the most iconic thing to have.
I mean, I am guilty of drinking a few Guinness. I went to a baby shower a couple of weeks ago for my cousin, and I just didn't fancy any alcohol. But I was like, you know what? I'll have a pint of Guinness. Well, by the time I left, I'd had 10. I was legless.
Whoa.
I know. I was legless on Guinness. Iron deficiency.
No more.
Full of iron and 12 stone heavy, it felt like, by the next day. I was like, oh my God, why have I put so much weight on? Oh yeah, all that Guinness. Not that I'd instantly put weight on, but I just felt like it. I love a Guinness. Steve, as an Irish, as a woman of Irish descent, do you like a Guinness?
That is an interesting question. I feel like I condemn myself if I say no, but it's only recently I've started drinking it, but I can probably only drink half a pint.
Okay.
It fills me up too much. I do love the taste of it, but it's like having a meal. I don't understand how people can put away 10 pints of it. Jade, you're my hero. Absolute hero.
It was 10 pints over the space of a long time. Like, I was like slowly sipping to start, and by the end it was just it. But I didn't eat all day either. Like, I'd had breakfast and went to the baby shower round about midday, and I got home about 10. So it was lunch and dinner, which means I could put it away. You just forget how many. What, it could have been less than 10, but it definitely felt like 10.
Yeah, the weight of it as well, like in your stomach. I'm like, oh my goodness. I used to be an absolutely terrible person and put blackcurrant in it to make it slightly sweeter. But yeah, I've moved away from that. I've matured. I'm now moving on to just straight Guinness.
Soon it'll be a pint, Steve. There'll be no stopping you.
I absolutely got ripped a new one when I was away skiing a couple of weeks ago. The French guy who served me my half a pint of Guinness was like, who's the baby Guinness for? That's the worst accent I've ever done in my life as well. But I was like, oh God, that's me. And he's like, that's not a proper drink. I was like, all right. And they say the Brits have got a bad reputation for drinking culture. Like, you're mocking me for my half pint.
Anytime in the pub, whenever anyone orders Guinness and black, I just look at them with disgust, and I don't even mean it.
Wait, what is it? What's a Guinness and black? Is that with
black right. with the blackcurrant?
Blackcurrant. I
yeah,
see.
Blackcurrant cordial. So it makes it super super sweet. But I just enjoy it. I enjoy it. I remember first having my first Guinness, and I remember thinking, this is going to be creamy, maybe a bit coffee-like. No, was it fuck? Was it fuck? I was like, ooh, what's that?
What does it actually taste like?
Don't really
it's
know.
It's got quite a distinctive taste, and I actually couldn't describe it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this week's episode, we're doing a little bit of a different one. We are not delving into the dilemmas that have been put into our inbox this week, but we are going to go for a full throttle, would you rather, quick fire round on each other. We've all been tasked at finding a few would you rathers that we would like to pose to our fellow friends and podcast co-hosts. So that's exactly what we're going to do for the rest of this episode. It'll be short and sweet and hopefully a real little treat. However, before we get there,
Stevie's word of the week.
Right, girls, this week's word of the week is sybaritic.
Ooh. Sybaritic. Spelling.
Yeah.
Stevie.
So, Sybaritic. I would have pronounced it sybaritic, but I've just played the pronunciation and it's sybaritic.
Well, initially it made me think of like syllables. It made me think of like music. So
Oh.
I know that it's totally not right. I'm sure I'm going down a different, completely different path as usual, but I'm gonna go with someone who talks with a melodic, poetic kind of vibe to their, like I think the like melodious. They're a little bit melodious with the things. That's what I'm gonna go with.
Very nice. Sybaritic. All I can think of is arthritic. So I'm thinking stiff joints. I'm thinking I could so easily bring genitals into this one, but I feel like, like my mum and dad have had a hard enough week. They don't need to listen to this podcast and be like, our daughter is just such a disappointment again. So sybaritic. Oh, okay. I think I actually get this all the time. I know you're going to think, what on earth is this? It's not, I'm not going where you think I'm going to go. So this is a recurring dream for me where I'll be like a nightmare or someone is chasing me or something scary is happening, but I'm running, but my legs are like not moving. So I'm not going very fast and I'm like terrified that someone's going to catch up. So I think sybaritic is when you're trying to move, but your body can't keep up with you.
Oh, that's dead. Nothing worse than that. Bloody, you're running and you're not getting anywhere.
It's my dreams lately, girls. Every day, Tom will be like, what's been your dream today? The other day, he left for work at like 10 to 6, and he always says bye when he leaves. And I was like, you were horrible to me in my dream last night. And he's like, I'm so sorry.
Dream Tom will be told off accordingly.
Exactly, exactly. Right, so that is my entry for Sybaritic.
Sybaritic, give me
Right.
something.
Before I give you the definitions, I've got a question about dreams. Do you ever get it where you'll be having a bad dream, but then consciously you'll be like, but this is not real?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally.
Oh,
I've definitely
no, I
been in a dream
don't.
where I'm like, it gets to a point where either like the reality of it is too painful, like, oh my God, if this is real, this is really painful, or if this is real, this is like life changing. And all of a sudden, within my dream, I'll snap into a realistic state of you're dreaming, Jade, and I'll wake up probably
Yeah.
shortly after. Does that make sense?
Yes,
Oh.
100%. Because I always have it and I'm like, it's almost like I can hear two voices, like I can see the dream playing out. And then I'm like, but that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Or, but they wouldn't be in that place. And it's almost like I get too logical in my dream. And I'm like, this is so weird. Like, it's a dream. Like, why can I not just dream? Why am I analyzing it? It's so bizarre.
I've never had that. Like, I always am like petrified or think things are the weirdest thing. And then I wake up and I have like the, oh my God, thank God. How
Yeah.
weird is that?
Yeah, nine out
Yeah.
of 10 times it'll be that ill, but there's been some times when something like someone that's dead is alive again, or someone that's alive dies, or something that's really painful happens in my dream, and I'll like within the dream, I'll be like, no, it's not real. No, you're dreaming, Jade. You're gonna wake up in a minute. And then our likelihood is I'll wake up sort of shortly after, but like I've fathomed, you're right, Steve. It's like being in the dream and being in a story, and then all of a sudden the narrator says, and this is not real. Close book.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
How
And I have it
weird.
more often than not, actually, which is like the most bizarre thing ever. Because I'm like, am I normal that I'm still, I know I'm dreaming?
I think we should, there's a whole podcast episode on dreams, girls. I think we should get somebody
100%.
on who would be able to give us some really in-depth stuff.
So back to word of the week after our digression. So, sybaritic means fond of luxury or pleasure and very self-indulgent. So an example would be their opulent and sybaritic lifestyle.
I want to live that lifestyle, I'm not going to
lie.
Me
too.
Just for a few.
Me too.
Please.
Just for a day.
Oh, I've said months.
Girls, why are we looking short term? We want our lives to be sybaritic. We don't want to have to work. We want to have luxury. We want everything.
Honestly, it's nice to be independent, but the more and more I'm thinking about being a housewife, like a stay at home, the more I see these videos of my billionaire husband, which, you know, my husband is amazing, but sadly is not a billionaire. The more I see them of like stay at home housewife, I'm like, that could be me. That could be me.
Yeah. I'm here. I could be a housekeeper. I don't even need to be a wife. Fuck it. At this point, I'll clean, I'll garden, I'll cook. What do you want?
Have either of you started watching The Gentleman on Netflix?
Tom's been watching it. I haven't watched it.
Oh, Elle, it's so good. But Jade, I want to be Jeff. I want to live on someone else's land. I want to be content in my little cottage. And I want to go out every day and just love my job and have no pressure.
Oh, I totally agree, girls. Oh, do you know what? Fuck it. It's never too late. We can change our minds. We can completely flip everything on its head and we can just go, right, just know what? We're going to be country birds now. Get out of the city. Marry a lord.
Lord.
Lord and live on his sheep farm. I'm up for that. Sometimes girls, I can do that. Like, you know, I'm a sick girl through and through, but other days I think to myself, cottage with some chickens, yeah, I can do that.
The older I'm getting, we went to St. Albans over the weekend, and there was this like beautiful little bookshop, and there was a little cafe upstairs. And I thought, you know what? The older I'm getting, the more I want this quiet life. Little bookshop, go there, have a little read with my coffee. I'll probably be bored shitless after days, but the idea at the minute of just peace and quiet sounds really nice.
Oh, that, do you know what? Dipping in and out of, like, so Caravan does that for me. Caravan has an open season, March till November. I can't wait to go down. I've got a week booked off in the next couple of weeks. I can't wait to go down there, do nothing, say nothing, read books, be out in the Kent fresh air, do a bit of gardening. The fact of the matter is it's only going to last a week and I've got to come back to London, which I'll be like more than ready to do. But dipping in and out, we all need holiday homes. That's what I think we need. That's like the next phase of life, right? Holiday home. Can't afford the home that I've got now, but fucking holiday home. Oh, well, that's a lovely word of the week, Steve. Thank you very much.
Okay, girls, we're starting simple. Cool. Would you rather live without air conditioning or central heating?
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Me too. I would be miserable if I was cold throughout the winter.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's any such thing as cold-blooded and hot-blooded. You know, people are like, oh, you're just cold-blooded or you're just hot-blooded. I think that's bullshit. I could be wrong. I can't remember my body. But I do. I am someone that can tolerate excess heat, but cannot tolerate being cold. I hate being cold. I hate being cold. I could lay on a sunbed for hours of the day and just be like, okay with that. But if I'm cold, I'm miserable. You're getting nothing out of me. Bleeding a stone, I'm like horrible to deal with, and it's just uncomfortable. So yeah, definitely no aircon. Don't give a fuck. Chuck it out the door. How about you?
Yeah,
Steve?
I'm with you.
Stevie, you said you want no. Say, are we unanimous? Are we unanimous?
Yes, we are unanimous.
Look at us go.
Okay, well, from central heating to making it hot, my one is: would you rather only be able to give oral or only be able to receive oral?
Absolutely receive.
I receive. I'm not a psychopath. Jesus.
I am happy to be selfish.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Controversially, I'm going to go with give oral. I think there's... Yeah, I'm going to go with give oral. I've never been the first person to jump and be like, yeah, go for it. I've always been really bodily conscious. And that is one thing that I've like, yeah, that's probably one area that I'm a little bit like, I know I can do a great job, but I'm not great on receiving that. And it makes me feel really self-conscious. So I'd actually say three.
Interesting. Oh, Jade, you're a dream for men right now.
Yeah, we also need to work on your confidence because this is not
Yeah.
okay.
Oh, you know, with the right, yeah, exactly. It's not like in the right moment. Don't get me wrong, girls. I'm like, yes, go for it. Other times, I'm just like, you know what? Let's just get down to the nitty-gritty, shall we?
Well, that is actually my next one. Would you rather never have sex again or never have an orgasm again?
Never have sex.
Ooh.
Oh, actually, that's so hard, actually. Because I mean, I know the health benefits of not having an all like or lack of like not having an orgasm. That is very fucking frustrating. Where is the release? That's a real build up, and that does all sorts of things to me. I know that. But sex though, right? Oh God, that's difficult.
Oh, the thing is, as well, it's almost the intimacy side of it. Like,
yeah, that's
you
what I
then
was
lose
thinking.
that. But, girls, I'm never
But
not
then
going to have an
what's the bloody
orgasm.
point? That's the thing, isn't it? Like, you don't want to be going at it for however long, and then you get to, well, you don't get to the end. They get to the end, and you're like, all right,
Oh.
I'll roll over and go to sleep, shall
You
I?
would also never be able to sort yourself out either, regardless
Oh,
of how
no,
you get it.
sod that then.
Oh
No,
no.
we'll take the orgasm.
Take the orgasm. Totally agree.
Well, I feel like I need to carry on with the dirty ones, but I didn't quite reach that realm of the internet, which I know what you're thinking is unlike me. Would you rather always have to say whatever was on your mind or never be able to speak again?
Oh, do you know what? This one is relatively easy for me because I find it very difficult not to speak my mind. I try and fail miserably at doing it in a nice way, but I'd have to speak what was on my mind.
I love a good
Yeah.
talk. There's nothing worse than not being able to talk. It's hard enough when you feel silence because maybe you can't say something, or like, I don't know, like you just feel suppressed vocal, like that you can't say what you want. So I, as much as I do always tread carefully and probably give too much of the benefit of the doubt, I think I'd rather be really brutally honest than not be able to speak at all.
The problem is, though, there'd be no filter. If I, like, if you think
You're gonna lose. I'm gonna
you could
lose.
have no one left. You
Yeah.
might as well choose the no speaking option, because you could have no one left to talk to anyway by the time you've insulted absolutely everyone.
This is the thing.
Oh.
My mind can be a dark place sometimes. So I'm thinking, oh, Jesus.
Oh, you know what though? Just made me thought. What about people with Tourette's? You know, like I know that it's not always on
Oh,
their mind. I
girls.
know that it's not necessarily like they're not necessarily saying what, you know, but like it's like it that's sporadic and there's a link somewhere, whether it's like just a link to the word or a linking thought, like something connects what they hear and what they say. So I'd be fascinated. That's, oh gosh, I can only imagine what it'd be like to live a day in the life. That must be so challenging.
Well, do you know, I actually started following this guy on TikTok. His name is Uncle Tix, and he's from New Zealand, and he's got Tourette's. And I initially started watching because he made really funny videos, like it was of him trying to cook, which were just hilarious because he's like throwing eggs at the ceiling. But
Oh
then the more I,
no.
honestly, it is so good. And the way he deals with his condition is amazing. But because I then started following him, I then started seeing all the other videos, and he actually shines such a good light on it in terms of making you see his struggles. And he films himself going through airports, and you can see the anguish on his face because he's like, oh, I just know I'm going to say something inappropriate. Yeah, so I really recommend anyone who is interested in that, go and watch his videos because they are hilarious, but it does also show you what people go through. And actually, I've got a much better understanding of Tourette's, which I absolutely didn't have before.
Yeah, I love that. What was his account again, Steve?
Uncle Tix.
Uncle Tix. Okay, I'm gonna go and find him.
Okay, right, I've got the next one. Would you rather never celebrate any holidays or never have your birthday celebrated?
Oh,
Really random.
when you say holidays, you mean like Christmas, Easter?
Yeah, Christmas, Easter, Valentine's, International Women's Day, Father's Day,
Oh,
Mother's
yeah.
Day.
I would not celebrate my birthday because I couldn't give a shit about my birthday anyway. And I would rather have Christmas with everyone and have everyone's buzz of Christmas.
I would say I agree with you, Elle. And it's actually pretty hard for me to say that because I do love my birthday. But Christmas, I could forgo all the other celebrations, but Christmas, being with everyone and everyone having that sort of like festive spirit, and sitting around the table with everybody and everyone making a special effort to get together. And yeah, that's more special to me than my birthday.
No, fuck everybody. I'd rather we all celebrated my birthday. It's all about me now.
No.
I'm joking. I'm joking. No, I completely agree with you both. Like, I really couldn't. I would rather all of those times and those moments over the year that you get to spend together, whether it's holiday related or not. Like, yeah, I'd rather that over a birthday celebration any day.
Okay, right. This one is dark.
Ooh.
Oh. Would you rather be naked in bed, spooning your mum with your
Oh.
dad behind you?
Oh my God, Stevie, what?
Oh God.
Yeah, they're both naked as well. So everyone's naked. Or would you rather you're in the middle, your dad is naked in front of you, and your mum is naked behind you?
Oh God, there's no good option here. There's no good option here.
That's fucked up, but I'm going for B because, quite frankly, I do not want to be spooned by my naked dad. I would
Oh,
rather
that's weird.
spoon
So
him
weird.
because that's just fucking weird. Oh, Steve,
Oh.
why have you took it there?
I heard this be discussed on another podcast and it really made me laugh. Like, because it was actually two guys who were talking about it. And yeah, it was just funny.
Okay, I'm thinking caveman style. Let's keep each other warm. We've got like it's the end of the world. Like there's no other choice. That's what I'm putting into my head. Dad's in front, mum's behind. It's all good.
Yeah, I
Then
think
that
I would
means my
have to
mum's
go that
back gets
option.
cold. That's not fair on my mum's back.
Maybe
Sure, how I feel
she's
about
up against the
it.
cave wall.
It's cold though, isn't it?
It would be cold.
Sorry, I've took it to another level.
Maybe she chose the air con. No. Oh wait, shit, no, she'd need the heating, wouldn't she?
Sorry, I've took it fucking caveman. Just try to
God.
justify it in my head. Elle, what are you doing?
I'm gonna have to be spooned by my mum and spoon me dad, which I've not been feeling that well lately. I love you, dad. I just the thought of you naked is it's just too much for me to bear. I just don't need that visual. I really don't need the visual, but that's what I'm gonna do. I've made my decision. Mum, your back can get cold, all right? Because I'm not being spooned by dad. I'm being selfish, and that's what I've chosen.
Girls, I completely agree with you. But it is weird.
I mean, let's be fair, we're all avoiding the fact that none of us want to be anywhere near our dad's genitalia behind us.
Oh,
Oh,
God.
Right, to bring it back down to a much, much less dark tone, would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or constantly feel like you have to sneeze without being able to?
Do you know what? I had really painful hiccups the other day and I haven't had them for years. And I was like, this is awful. I can't remember them being this bad. So I would absolutely take the sneezing.
Oh, interesting.
Something quite orgasmic about that build up to a sneeze, though. Like, not that I would want to be roaming around all day feeling like that, but has anyone watched the episodes of The Simpsons where, oh, what was it? That character, he's got like hiccups and he's had them for like 3 years. And every time he hiccups, he's like, kill me, kill me.
I did actually go to school with a girl who constantly got the hiccups and it was really, really bad. Basically, because she hiccuped so much, it was impacting her diaphragm. And like
Oh
she was
God.
having to have all these medical investigations because she just randomly developed hiccups, and she would have like bouts. Well, she would, I don't even know what you would call it, but she would have like 15 episodes a day.
Must give you
Oh
terrible
my
asthma,
God.
because you're like, like you're pushing up acid. Yeah.
Also,
Give me a fake sneeze, or not a fake sneeze, but give me a sneeze build up all day. Thank you.
I used to work with a guy. I don't know if I've said this on this podcast before, but I've definitely mentioned this guy before. He told me that a sneeze is 1/8 of an orgasm. So he used to put paintbrushes up his nose to make himself sneeze.
Stop
Oh,
it. God.
yes.
Just go and have a wank.
Yeah. Oh, with us, with a two, with a fucking, with a couple of fucking, what are they, paintbrushes up your Paintbrushes up your nose.
nose. That's genius. That's got to be a fucking fetish. I'm going to Google that. Paintbrush, tickle your nut, tickle, like sneezing. I wonder if people do that. You know, like asphyxiation when they like, throttle themselves before they ejaculate, sort of thing, tie themselves up well. I wonder if anybody like there's like a sneezing like an orgasm in at the same time simulation. There's got to be. I'm gonna Google it, girls. That could be a whole new fetish that you've just invented there, Steve.
You are
How do you
welcome.
feel about that, Steve? Yeah, does that feel
I
like an
mean,
achievement?
I am so glad that I could do my bit for the general population. And please don't tell me about your experiences. Please don't recommend it. I'm just glad if you can enjoy it on your own, in your peace and quiet.
Would you rather have the ability to instantly learn any musical instrument or become fluent in any language?
Oh, language.
Absolutely a
Same.
language.
Although it is a tough one for me because I really want to know how to play the piano. I really want to learn to play the piano. I really want to learn to play the guitar. Just feel like bringing that out. Actually having a party trip would be nice. However, if I could have the fluent languages, I would stop getting to 11 o'clock at night, getting my notification from Duolingo being like, you still haven't done it, you lazy bitch, and then having to quickly try and learn a bit of Spanish for a few minutes. So actually, that would save me a lot of time.
There you go. No, I've got to
Also, you wouldn't have to look at the keyboard that you bought in lockdown and realize
Yes.
you haven't progressed.
I've got to sell that. I've got to
Oh.
sell that. It was a clothes horse for a really long time, and now I don't even know where it is. It went back home somewhere, and my poor mum and dad's got it somewhere.
Oh, stop.
What a mess.
I'm going to go with ability to instantly learn an instrument. Girls, I'm on my grade four, and actually, I'm so bored of the songs, and it just means I'm just not interested in it no more. Like, not, I'm very interested in it. I'm absolutely determined to get all the way through my grades, but like the joy gets taken out of it when you're like constantly learning. I would love to be able to just pick up an instrument and play it, be at a party, be able to have a little jamming session, and like just be able to pick. Like just do that instantly. That would be the dream. I couldn't give a shit if I don't understand what you're talking about. We can all dance to the song, aren't we, really? I'm going with instrument.
Would you rather wake up as the opposite sex once a month or wake up in a strange place once a year?
Oh, I'd love to be a member of the opposite sex once a month.
Me too.
I would do everything. Do you know what? I would have a wank just to see what
Oh,
it feels like. Yeah. And I would, what else would I do? I'd definitely helicopter my willy.
yeah.
What else would I do? Do you
Just
know
have a
what I would
wee.
do? Yeah, a
Just have a
stand-up
stand-up
wee
wee.
where you've not got to touch any dirty
Oh.
toilet bits because you can just whip it out. Do you know what? I would obviously not expose myself in public, but I'd have a wee in a bush because
Yeah.
there's nothing worse than being desperate for a wee. And as a woman, it is so difficult. That's what I would do. Yeah, I'd have a wee outside. Oh,
Steve, you were so passionate about that. I loved it.
so passionate.
Honestly, I just, yeah,
Oh,
what would I
okay.
do?
You know me, I'd rather go into the opposite sex once a month, and I'd like to walk into somewhere that I would not get taken seriously as a woman and ask for a fucking pay rise or something to get done and see how quickly it got fucking done because I was a man. I'd push my limits. I'd be like, right, what can't I do as a woman that I think, or not can't do, but that I don't, what's something that I'm kind of like held back by because I'm a woman? I don't know. What's an example? I don't know. I would, what, I can't give you an example now. I'm thinking about like there's thousands of things that I feel like are more difficult because you're a woman. But I just see like I just talk to people a little bit differently and see what I could get away with that like I just don't think I'd be able to. I don't think there's much. I don't know. I'm putting my
Do you
foot
know
in.
what I think would be really interesting? Going on a dating app as a man and seeing what the responses are, or just seeing like the general vibe.
I wouldn't pull anyone as a man on a dating app. I wouldn't put, I'd be the
L,
one that everyone's
you.
like, ugh, what a lech.
No, you would be hilarious. They'd be like, this guy can make me laugh.
No, but like when I used to push it, it was like, I think only acceptable because I was a woman. If I was a man doing that, then people would probably be like, get this person off the app.
No, I think
But I
you'd
would
have
like to make
the charm.
people laugh.
I think you'd have the charm. I think with the knowledge of a woman in a man's body, I think you could go into the club or the pub or on Hinge, wherever, and you would be able to just like gauge women so much better and read them so much better. You'd get so much pussy L.
Well, if my marriage doesn't work out,
Yeah.
there we go. Grow a knob and
Do you know
go
what
after the
else
girls.
I would really, really like? That on that one day that I am a man, I literally wouldn't have to organize anything in advance because, like, men are just so spur of the moment. What are you doing? Pub? Yeah, great. Let's go. Like, no dramas, very little effort. Like, yeah, oh, it's. That simplicity that men always seem to have.
I'd be interested though to walk home of a night as a man. I
I
wonder.
did think that, Jade.
I would be interested because, especially in London, like as scary as it can be as women to walk home late at night, we've kind of learned things to do, things not to do, how to make ourselves safe to a degree in like doing things like walking home of a night time. And I wonder what like the dangers that it. That there are as a man walking home on your own or walking anywhere on your own. Because it's all, as much as it's like fuck the patriarchy, blah, 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 like there's some serious threats to men. And yeah, I just don't want to underestimate that. So I'd be really interested to see what it would be like as a man walking home on your own, even just to my own area or whatever, or maybe somewhere a little bit out of my area because I'm comfortable in it. But yeah, I'd be interested to see what it's like as a man walking home. Like do women cross the road now when they sit, not necessarily a lone man person anyway. Sorry, I'm going down a train, but yeah, that was I'd be interested in walking home on my own. Would you rather sleep with your celebrity crush or get your dream job?
Dream job.
Dream job. I don't know if I have a celebrity crush, girls.
Oh, I have a celebrity crush.
I was thinking this the other day because mine used to be Vinnie Jones and he is in The Gentleman.
Vinnie
Oh,
Jones.
honestly, not even a crush, but I just had a little thing for him. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh,
Yeah.
sorry, I said that
I
like
don't even know
Vinnie
why.
Jones. Like, I get the appeal, but.
I mean, yeah, I don't even really know why. I think I loved the, I don't know. I absolutely don't know. But I don't know.
Whatever floats your boat, Steve. Same granddad hats, isn't it? Same granddad hats and those.
Oh, do you know what I think it is? I think it's he always sort of was like a bit of a, I don't even know. I actually don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
But
Stevie
he
likes
was,
a bad boy.
lovely guy,
yeah.
though, as well. When he lost his wife, he wore his heart on his
Oh.
sleeve during that whole time, didn't he?
And I think that's what I liked. He had this like macho man bravado, but he was actually a bit like caring and soft underneath. And yeah, anyway, this was years ago. But No, I would much prefer my dream job.
Yeah, dream
To
job.
wake up happy every day and excited by what you're doing one night with a celebrity crush could not do that for me.
Same.
Or
Same.
Donald Trump. Oh, Jade, are you being serious?
No, of course not.
I would assassinate him and then be put into prison and then die alone. So that wouldn't be
Oh,
You would not die
that's one way of
alone.
doing
We would be
it.
there. I
But
think you'd have some supporters as well.
we'd be there with the placards that Jade's made saying "fuck the patriarchy," and then we'd be in there with her being like, "Look, we all said we'd do it together."
was just an accident. I'd die in
Yeah.
half hour, whatever. I could care less.
Okay, girls, would you rather have toes for your fingers or fingers for your toes?
I mean, this is difficult because I do like to go for a walk and I just feel like it's not viable, walking around on fingers all day. I think I don't know if they'll carry the weight. Toes are, but then is there much difference between your toes and your fingers? I don't know. They're more like little like balancing points, aren't they? Whereas fingers are a little bit more, articulate with what they need to do. I but also, can you imagine having toes on your hands and having to do stuff like that? No, I'm going fingers for toes. Fingers for toes.
Me too. And then what I would do is, so I really could be a sloth and didn't have to move, is I'd just use my fingers on my toes to like stretch my leg and pick things up with my finger
Did
toes.
not even think about that.
Honestly, girls, you gotta think about the multitasking opportunities here.
Can't lie, girl. Do you
Sensational.
know? Pick shit
I
up.
love that you went practical. Jade, I can as well.
I can as well, yeah.
Well, we don't.
Yeah.
We've just found a superpower. Look at that.
I
Still
would
going.
prefer to have been invisible or like do one or fly. But picking things up with your toes is still a valid quality for sure.
I love how you went practical though, Elle, and all I was thinking was, where on earth would I find shoes that would fit my feet with fingers? But then I thought, I'd just get flip-flops.
Yeah. Or as
Oh,
an
yeah.
Australian would call it, toe thong.
Toe thong.
Girls, this person on Instagram, I messaged underneath somebody's Instagram. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. This guy kept messaging me asking for like foot pictures. And I was like, no, you
Oh,
have
God.
foot pictures. I was like, you can have
Jay,
a
take the
picture.
money and run.
Well, I said to him, I said, here's my PayPal, transfer some money in there. You can have whatever the fuck you like. And he hasn't transferred no money, but he keeps coming at me. Now I just tend to fuck off. Girls, last time I spoke, well, not spoke to him. I don't speak to him ever. I tend to fuck off. Last time I got a message, I had to block him because I completely forgot he existed. He sent me a picture of his mum's toes saying,
Oh no.
my mum's toes, I lick them when she's asleep. And I was like, no.
Oh no.
I actually think that if we had toes, fingers for toes, we'd earn a fucking killing.
Right. Would you rather always look amazing in photos but rubbish in real life, or always look rubbish in photos but amazing in real life?
Rubbish in pictures instantly, because there's nothing worse than looking good in pictures and then meeting people and they don't recognize you. Or it's like disappointing when they see you in real life. I'd rather people like see a picture and be like, oh, she's a munter, and then meet me and be like, oh my God, you're like way less munterish than I thought you were going to be.
Yeah, and also I think people would be more surprised when they see you in real life. So then you'd look even prettier to them, and
Yes.
then they would be more inclined to say to their friends, "Oh my God, do you know who I saw the other day? They're beautiful," rather than them being like, "Oh, that's an ugly picture."
Yeah,
Yeah,
100%.
I agree, but you know where my difficulty comes in? I don't think I photograph well anyway. So I'm actually quite okay with the fact that I pretty much look ugly in pictures, but I don't look that bad in real life usually, 9 out of 10 times, depending what day of the week is. However, going to screen acting classes weekly for a few years now, you watch yourself back, and obviously, like, I'm taking on a character and blah 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 blah. But sometimes, girls, I can't help myself. I should be more analytical and be like, oh, okay, you didn't, the stakes weren't as good in that, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's giving really good feedback. And all I can think is, fucking hell, you look rough today, honey. So as much as I say I would like to be good looking in real life and fucking ugly on screen, sometimes I just think, oh, God, you're so fucking ugly. Can't you just look a little bit more pretty on screen for today? Like, I just, that's all I can analyze. So I as much as I'd like to say that, and I do wholeheartedly put on, like, think, yeah, let be more impressive in real life and it'll be welcome, you know, received well by everybody. Other times I just think, if I've got to do this for a job, I at least want to come across like I've got a little bit of a youth and a little bit of beauty. Right now,
Oh, Jade.
oh,
Oh.
it's only you.
We're beautiful from the inside, girls. That's all that counts.
That's all that matters, apparently.
When you're on your chicken farm.
It's, do you know what? When you look like shit, it doesn't matter when you're in your bookshop with elderly people that are all blind anyway.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Literally no one cares but you as well. Like, that is the sad reality of it. No one cares but you. Not you personally, Jade, but I mean in general.
Thanks, Sue.
I also feel like this is the first time we've not been like, Jade, don't be so ridiculous, you're beautiful. But I feel like we all know that we're going to say that anyway. So yeah.
Oh God, yeah, it goes without
There was no
saying.
fishing for compliments, girls. I fully mean it. Yesterday I was fucking shoved a lot. I was so fed up. Like, my skin is really itchy at the minute. I've been drinking cow's milk. Stupid. Anyway, this is a whole different story. Anyway, I need a good bit of vitamin D. I need a spit of sea salt. I need some sun. I need just a little bit of a pampering. That's all I need. A little bit of a pampering, and I'll feel $1 million. But you know when you just go through a phase, you go, your hair's greasy. You need a good fucking facial. Go and get your waxing done, honey. I just need all of the things, and then I'll feel $1 million, and then no one will stand in my way. I'll feel like, yeah, she comes, fucking Penelope Cruz. But until then, I'm all right with the. I'm no fishing for compliments. Beautiful on the inside. That's all that matters. Well, that's brought us to the end of this week's episode. Don't forget, you can send over some dilemmas that you've got. It's to longstoryshortpodcast22@gmail.com. Head over to our TikTok. It's longstoryshortpod to see what we've been up to. We'll be back next Tuesday. And don't forget, no story will ever be short.
Bye.
Bye.